It's John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. This is Fairfield County, live and local. I'm hanging.
Oh.
There we go.
There we go.
All right. Sweet. Sweet. So how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty well.
You guys are doing pretty well. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's all right. I'll let you help me say how I'm doing.
I mean, dude, you guys don't need any help right now. So I've been saying on the air for the last week that this is the next big band to come out of Connecticut, and you guys are. I mean, it's not even. I mean it as a compliment, but it's just a statement of fact. Everywhere I go now, all the shows that I'm at, everyone's talking about Eggie. Did you see Eggie at Levitt Pavilion? Or did you see Eggie at Peach Fest? Like, you guys are really having a moment right now. I want to talk about the early stages of the band and how you guys got here. But first, I mean, tell me about how you guys are feeling with all the success of the last couple of months.
We're really feeling like what's happening right now is, I know you said you want to talk about it a little later, the early days, but we really feel like right now what's happening is we're finally meeting the energy and effort that we've put in over the last almost 10 years.
Yeah.
With the right team and the right focus to really make what we're doing be maximized to its full potential. You know, it's been a pretty long road to getting to this point where people are really starting to talk about us. And I think what I've said to someone recently is we're making the same amount of noise we ever had. It's just falling onto more ears.
Right, right.
You know, you and I have played together, and we've played a lot of the same venues and things, you know, going through the ranks. And it really is those opportunities that we had growing in Connecticut that have allowed us to be on a more national platform. And we're feeling really excited. There's a lot of stuff that we've gotten to do recently, like playing at Peach Fest, which has been a dream for us. Yeah. At getting onto the big roster at nugs.net and now reaching new audiences that way, playing festivals like Resonance Festival coming up in September and a big tour with Spafford in October.
Yep.
That are just, we couldn't have done any of these things without, you know, the support of our Connecticut team, as well as, you know, basically now that we're reaching out into newer territories, it seems to build almost exponentially, which we're really excited for. You know, the chart really kind of curves up. So yeah. I feel like we're finally reaching a more vertical point in the chart where, you know, we're really excited for, you know, if we feel successful right now, we're really excited, you know, for what that looks like in a year and in 2 years. And right now we're just trying to ride that wave and ride that feeling and not take any of this for granted.
Lost you for a quick sec. Sorry about that.
That's all right. No problem.
But yeah, it's funny. Anytime you talk about, you know, bands that frequent festivals, I hate the term jam band, but anytime you talk about that, the conversation always comes down to peaks and valleys. And it's a lot of that. Like you mentioned, for any band, you get a lot of highs and to getting to this place. Tell me about the beginning of the band. Tell me about how you guys got together.
Totally. Excuse me, I dropped something.
Yeah, no problem. Hey!
I grabbed it.
God. I love this fucking band. Anyway, Donnie, continue. Kidding, it's Jake. Look, guys, it's Jake from Eggie.
What was the question again?
So the question was... Oh yeah, no, yeah, of course. Yeah. Listen, so sometimes we drop things, you got to duck down and pick them up on the floor. Tell me about the beginnings of Eggie. Like you were saying just a couple of minutes ago.
Right.
You guys have been on the scene for like 10 years, and I've been lucky enough to see a lot of it. How'd you guys get started?
Well, Donnie and I kind of got the operation going back in high school. We were called Eggie and the Delegates at the time. Named after our good friend Edward, his childhood name. And he was never in the band, but we figured it was a funny joke for him. So,
right.
But, you know, Mike, we knew in high school, played tons of music with Mike throughout high school. He ended up going to Berkeley for, you know, his time at college. And you know, we had some different members at some different points in times, but, you know, the fast story is that Mike ended up joining the band after he was done with school and Alex joined the band. We did a battle of the bands for a festival and he was in another band and we like to say that he went with the winning band there. So we kind of stole him away, but happy that we did. And so this lineup is been together for pushing 5 years now. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about like early days versus, you know, versus more modern. Cause I feel like there was an eggy renaissance at a certain point. At least that's what I noticed just from an outsider's perspective. So a little bit of history for people watching, you know, you and I have played on like some of the same bills before. I remember seeing you guys early. In fact, the first time I'll tell this story because I love this story. And I tried to get my band to do this and they wouldn't do it. The first time I met you guys was walking out of the Capitol Theater, Kung Fu, Deep Banana Blackout. I want to say 2013. And you guys had the brilliant idea of just being there with CDs. Like, hey, what's up, guys? Here's some CDs. And my then girlfriend, now wife, and I left with your CD and listened to it all the way home.
Well, and Yeah.
No, what were you going to say, though?
Well, I love that because, you know, there was times where you're just giving the CD out to as many people as possible.
Exactly.
And I remember running into some people at, I think, some Mo show or something like that.
Yep.
And they were like, hey, you're the guy that gave us the CD. You're an Eggy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I am. They're like, you know, usually when you get some CD or somebody hands you something when you're running out of a show, it sucks. But they're like, your CD is actually still in our car today, like in the CD player. So I'm like, I'm happy it didn't suck. But that, I mean, that was always the way. I mean, Grateful Dead, they had tapes and people handing out tapes and stuff like that. And, you know, at Peach Fest, it transferred from CDs to we had these business cards essentially that had a QR code that you can scan and listen to the set you know later on a few days later and so
you can get the soundboard from that day. It's great. It
right. Like so always have tried to figure out new ways, or I guess not new, but just ways for us to kind of spread the music as far as it can go and give people an opportunity to listen to our music in as many ways as possible.
So I remember hearing that CD back then and thinking that I knew what you guys were all about. And then, you know, like fast forward a couple of years being completely wrong. You know, you guys were younger then, you know, obviously there was a sound very prevalent in the festival scene, especially like 2012, 13, 14. You guys were channeling a lot of that. And then I think it was after, this is secondhand information, so you have to excuse me. I think it was after one of your members came back to the band or joined the band. I want to say it was Alex. I want to say it was your drummer. And I saw you guys at Briac, and it was almost like watching a different band. There was like a huge emphasis on vocal harmony. There was like a ton of good, real almost singer-songwritery aspects to the songwriting, and there was a much deeper prevalence of older influences. You know, you guys cover a lot of folk tunes, you guys cover a lot of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Am I on the mark there, or was I just missing something back in the day? Okay.
I think you're pretty, you know, I think that when we first started playing, you know, you got to try all these different things, and from the process of trying all these different things, you kind of refine your tastes. And the more that you listen to music, I mean, if Eggy's a band that started in high school, we're listening to Pink Floyd and a bunch of Fish, and it's not that we don't love those bands now, we certainly do, but you kind of, Fish is a band I love to see live. You know, I don't want to get burned by the Fish fans here because I certainly have put in my time of listening, but it's the Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the Little Feat and Grateful Dead and Jackson Brown and these more song emphasis tunes and artists that, you know, we're listening to Casey Musgraves and Leanne LaHavas and as many different artists as we kind of can, but you kind of see what music sticks with you. And I think that's part of the reason why our sound has evolved, is because we're just playing to the things that feel meaningful to us now. And that might change 5 years from now. I mean, who knows? But there's some music that I definitely consider to at least be timeless in my life, where I felt the same way about it as I did 10 years ago. And as far as all of us singing, I think that we just, it's a fun element that we're constantly trying to work towards. Definitely doing the CSNY tribute set really put that type of stuff into perspective for us, and we learned a lot from that experience. I remember my Facebook bio, you know, it says like works at Eggy. It said guitar and melodic speaking, because I was never comfortable saying that I'm a singer. And I think I'm still not comfortable saying it, but we're all working on it more and more. So,
I mean, dude, you watched the Levitt Pavilion set, which I hope is it still up on YouTube, or have you guys been good businessmen and taken it down by now? but if it's still up on YouTube, please, like, if anyone watching it, go watch that, because the harmonies on it sound great, and soundboards are not forgiving when it comes to somebody, you know, being a little bit flat in a harmony.
Isn't that too true?
It's so true.
One second. I dropped something here.
Oh no, yeah, that's okay. Take a sec. Take your time. Oh, got it. Oh, okay, great, great. Well, anyway, so Jake, as I was saying just a second ago, wait a minute. It's Mike hey. From Aggie. So what was I saying? Right. So was that change in sound, or that evolution in sound, I guess would be a more accurate way to put it. Was that something that happened gradually over time, or was there a conversation like, hey, let's kind of try to push more in this direction?
I think that, you know, it was kind of around that time of that Crosby, Stills, and Nash tribute set that we did at Bryak all those years ago. It was pretty soon after I joined the band with these guys, and Alex joined in, that we were like, oh wait, we can all sing now. Okay. You know, the last bass player and drummer, you know, they did their best, but didn't have as much confidence maybe. Yeah. And once me and Alex kind of came in, we're like, you know what, we could actually like use this to our advantage. You know, no one here is afraid of the microphone. So,
right.
So let's go for it.
I mean, it doesn't take much to create chords with voices, you know? I mean, it's the daunting, like Jake was saying, it's that kind of daunting feeling of like, well, am I a singer? Do I need to be this operatic, pretty voice? Or am I just doing the same thing that I'm doing with my instrument with a bunch of other guys?
Right, exactly. And, you know, one of the great things about singing harmonies is that it's not just one of us out there in the open by ourselves. You know, when we get to all sing together, we lean on each other a little bit, and you know, it takes a little bit of the pressure off. And when the pressure is off, you can open up more. And
for sure.
I, you know, it's definitely worked to our advantage as all of us as singers singing with each other.
Absolutely. So, I mean, For people who may not know you guys yet, for, you know, people listening or watching on the 95.9 The Fox page, what can people expect from this weekend's show? Because you guys are playing Sono Music Fest this Saturday, free show. How would you describe Eggy to someone who hasn't heard you guys before?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I dropped something.
Oh, geez. No, yeah. It's all right. Take a sec. Take a sip. That's some Butterfingers. Right. Sorry. So anyway, so Mike, as I was, oh, it's Alex now. Oh my gosh. Oh, hey. Hey, man.
How are you?
It's crazy how it just, anyway. But so for someone who hasn't ever, seen Eggy, who might want to be coming this Saturday, how would you describe the band?
I think you hit a good point, like a good focus that we've been trying to do is the vocal harmonies. You know, I would say we're a rock band, you know, in pretty much all sense of the word, we're a rock band. you get a little funk rock, you get a little jam rock, you get a little hard rock, heavy rock, prog rock, you know. I think we try to draw from all of our influences. I think Jake was saying everything from the Grateful Dead to some Fish to modern stuff like Leon Bridges and yeah. Leon LaHavis and Fleet Foxes and Grizzly Bear. And I think recently a lot of those modern influences have been coming out a lot more. Like at the Levitt Pavilion, we covered King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. We cover as well as some of the Crosby, Stills and Nash stuff. So
video up on YouTube right now.
You can go see it right on Eggie's YouTube.
It's great.
And yeah, I think you can expect a little old, a little new, a little fresh, a little, you know, something.
I love that description of you guys as a rock band, because first of all, like, you know, saying jam band just feels corny at this point. And it's a lot more than that. I was talking earlier about, you know, just about your songwriting, about how it does have this singer songwriter quality to it. I saw Donnie, you know, at that Levitt Pavilion show. I only was only able to watch it on YouTube, unfortunately, but just talking about, you know, the inspiration and the direction and the ideas behind the music that you guys are writing. There's so much intention and so little noodling that is present in your songwriting. And when you hear jam band, you think anything but intention, and you think all about noodling. So I love that you guys make that distinction.
Well, I really appreciate that. I think in all of our, you know, all of our decisions, we're trying to think about the feeling that we're giving off. We're trying to think about how we want other people to feel our music. And even today in practice, we're talking about, like, on stage, like, we need to be encompassing all of the feelings in the song, like, physically. Like, if it's a sad song, you know, like, really, like, not, you know, not necessarily crying, but kind of giving off that emotion and letting people know in the crowd pretty much like how they should feel. Because that's how we feel when we're writing the songs and when we're practicing them. So I appreciate your, you know, that you notice that, because it's something that we talk about a lot.
I think it's a big part of the reason that you guys have caught on, and that especially the people are connecting with the music as much as they are right now. So, I mean, we spoke about this a little bit earlier in the interview, but what are you guys doing right now to kind of capitalize on this wave that you're riding? You know,
sorry, one second.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem. It's a little bit of Butterfingers today. Shh, don't tell him I said anything. Oh my gosh, it's all of Eggie. It's the whole band. We've come full. We've come full circle, or full oval, as the case may be, right?
That's true.
Well, now that I've got all of you handsome devils on the screen at the same time, what does the future look like? How are you guys going to continue to ride this wave?
I think that
we're just going to try and have as much fun as we can, man.
Yeah, just try and keep doing what we're doing. And so long as people are enjoying what we're doing, we'll just keep doing it. And
yeah.
I think the biggest thing for us is just kind of what we've talked about a little bit. You stay true to your heart and what you feel is meaningful for you. And I think that we've been fortunate that people just resonate with that. So that's something that's always worked for us in the past. And I think it should keep working for us in the future.
Just keep dropping the glue stick.
Just keep dropping the glue stick, because you never know what might come up if you do.
That's right.
Handsome devils right here.
What about some what about new music? You boys got any plans for new music in the future, or are you gonna focus on touring for a little bit?
I think part of touring is new music. It's what keeps it exciting for us, and we've spent certainly a good chunk of time during our quarantine experience just trying to write music and have fun and see what comes to mind. And some of those songs have been surfacing our last four or five shows. And we're looking forward to getting some more of those out, as well as we've been kind of doing our demos and stuff for a new album, which is long overdue. So we're excited for that.
Glitching out. There we go. Sorry, guys. Of course, now that we're like reaching this beautiful crescendo in the interview, now my computer's choosing this moment to start glitching out a little bit. But no, you know what? That's well said, because, you know, I mean, road testing, you know, material is of course important, and the road has not been a part of our lives for the last year. But I know that everybody's excited to see you out there, man. You know, I mean, here in Connecticut and now beyond. I mean, now you guys, I got to stop calling you a local band now, dude. You guys are a national act, and it couldn't be more well deserved. Let's put a bow on this thing, dude. Sono Music Fest featuring Eggy and Doughy Joey. I should mention Joey because he's I know he's going to be in the comments with the pizza emoji all over the place. Yeah. Is that him now?
I'll bring salt and the red pepper flakes.
That's right. Lots of red pepper flakes. You got to keep it spicy. It's going to be this Saturday, 8/7/21. That's going to be up on the roof of the parking garage at the Sono Collection. Big, beautiful stage, beer vendors, food vendors, great shopping because you're at the Sono Collection. But most importantly, free live music from Eggy and their eponymous glue stick, which has been such a wonderful tool of allowing me to get the full spectrum of this band.
For a glue stick, it's not very sticky.
are they ever, though? I feel like you use them in like second grade and then you just kind of rub them between your fingers to make that weird little paste.
That's right. This one's purple. It tastes really good.
That's good. It's good to flavor test them ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Listen, my two-year-old does that for me constantly, and it's great. It's one of many reasons I'm grateful for him.
Yeah, glue and crayons usually make a pretty good lunch.
Right.
A Play-Doh salad.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, we had that yesterday. It's why we buy organic. It's why we buy organic.
That's right.
Boys, thank you so much for being here today. I'll be there on Saturday, and I just can't wait. Free show, Sono Music Fest. Eggy, thank you again, you guys.
Thanks, John. Yeah,
we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely, guys.
Bye, Theo.
Absolutely.
Bye, Theo.